Well, hello, friends, and welcome to Storytime with Oma. I'm so glad you've joined me today. Today we're going to finish talking about the third article of the Apostles' Creed. Yesterday we talked about how God has given us faith through the Holy Spirit. And today we're going to learn more about what the Holy Spirit does. So I hope you're ready to learn. If you are, put on your thinking cap and your listening ears, because here we go! Well, my friends, in the third article of the Apostles' Creed, we say that we believe in the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, and the forgiveness of sins. We also say that we believe in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. Let's think about what the Holy Spirit does for us. In the meaning, in the Small Catechism, we read this. In the same way, the Holy Spirit calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies, remember that word sanctify, we talked about to make holy, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth, and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. In this Christian church, he daily and richly forgives all my sins and the sins of all believers. On the last day, he will raise me and all the dead, and give eternal life to me and all believers in Christ. This is most certainly true. Now, if you think about that, today we want to think about being thankful for our church, and that is the Christian church on earth. Now, you might be thinking, but I go to this church, and you go to a different church, and my other friends go to a different church. Why are you talking about one church? Well, everyone who believes in Jesus and who has been called by the Holy Spirit into this Christian church belongs to one church. We call it the invisible church. That means there's no building. We can't really see it. It's the church that all of the believers belong to. But we also need a church to go to that we can physically see. And so that's why we have churches here on earth. Not just invisible ones that we belong to because we are God's people, but we belong to our church in our town where we live. And so we are thankful for that church. I love my church. I love going to church on Sunday. And you know what I do in church? I play the organ. Yep, I play the big organ and all the people can sing. And I really love doing that. I also love listening to the sermon because the sermon teaches me about God. I love hearing the Word of God as it's read. And I love receiving Holy Communion. You see, I'm very thankful for my church, and I hope that you are too. It's so wonderful that God has given us faith so that we can belong to our church. And I hope that you enjoy your church as well. Well, thank you for joining me today on Storytime with Oma. Remember, be kind to others. Listen to your parents. And show God's love to everyone. Bye-bye.